So with the prioritization of new initiatives like purposeful work, how is the college tackling other longstanding issues like the upcoming retirement of a significant amount of faculty or the fact that some courses are frequently over-enrolled?
So it's not an either or at all. My philosophy is we need to make as much progress as effectively on as many fronts as possible. So we'll come back in a sec to purposeful work. But so while we're over here working on purposeful work, which actually all you need to do that is design a program that is grounded in the liberal arts philosophy, which we had a faculty-led committee to do that included students and staff. Came up with a philosophy. We got fundraising to allow us to hire two people to do the programming that you see in, or three people, it's parts of three people total. So you see in curricular infusion, practitioner-taught courses, purposeful work unplugged, internships with core employers, and then paid internships. So those elements. So why would I wait if I can get fundraising to go ahead and build those and already be offering you guys, while you're here, funded internships? So get moving on that front. Meanwhile, on the other front, the core academic enterprise. So every year that I've been here, and this is just happenstance, this has nothing to do with me, but we've been searching for 5 or 6 tenure track lines. So we're already engaged on a yearly basis in the renewal of the faculty. At the same time, we just applied for some grant funding, some national foundation funding, to get very creative about bringing more postdocs here, about coupling renewal of the faculty with making sure we're diversifying the faculty as well. At the same time, we're getting excellent faculty, and the more you're focused on diversity, the more excellent you will be, because you're just searching more creatively in a wider pool of talent. So all of that is happening simultaneously. Meanwhile, you've got too many courses that are too hard to get into, and there are too many majors where the classes are consistently too big for your experience. So that's a question of two things. One is the lumpiness of a liberal arts curriculum. So there's always going to be some lumpiness in the way students choose majors and courses, and there are always going to be some that are more popular than others. And you can't eliminate that entirely. But in general, we have a small faculty teaching a lot of courses and trying to make the sequences work. We need more faculty lines. A faculty line, just so people know, costs about $3 million. That's to endow it and support a faculty member with the income from an endowment. You can only take 5% per year from an endowment to support somebody over the life cycle of from assistant professor through full professor, so 30 to 40 year career. So in order to add a line, we have to raise $3 million. I am actively out there with donors having conversations to try to raise money for incremental lines, meaning not only replacing existing faculty with new bodies, because we've already got the line, but also adding new faculty lines. There's also the question of, is our curriculum meeting all the needs of the contemporary age? Personally, I think we need much stronger digital and computational courses and studies that relate to the natural sciences, the social sciences, and also the humanities. So we're also actively, we've been working on designing a program, and then the faculty will begin discussing that at this coming faculty meeting in April, and this is quintessentially a faculty consideration, and then we're also trying to raise money for that.